from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trent. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And now, a Rob Brown lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Went into the weekend saying that if the Gamecocks of South Carolina wanted to find their way into a bowl game, Kentucky was a must win, and boy howdy, they must want it. South Carolina, with a massive win over the Wildcats of Kentucky, went into their house and slugged it to them. 31-6 is your final in this one. Look, I think there's a lot of different angles that we could take, but I think the one you have to jump on is this defense was not playing around. They came to play.
That's what I was going to ask you. I think that's the major thing. Is South Carolina's defense for real? Because that's 2 weeks in a row that this defense has showed up and created turnovers and things like that and given a short field to Lenore Sellers and the offense.
Listen, you were creating turnovers, you were getting sacks, you were limiting the passing game entirely. Brock Vandegrift looked like he had never played quarterback in his life. 3 of 10 for 30 yards in a pick before he made way for Gavin Wimsatt, who was 3 of 7 for 14 yards and a pick. You made a team in Kentucky. Now, I will say this. I do think that there is a part of the equation that has to be mentioned, and that is the what is Kentucky? Did we oversell Kentucky or did we undersell South Carolina? I'll tell you who has thoughts on that. Shane Beamer. This was right after the game.
Dominant performance.
An unbelievable statement by our defense, but an unbelievable statement about our entire program. You know, there was a perception out there about our team this week, but it wasn't reality. And we knew what we kind of team we have. There were some lazy narratives out there this week about this team. And we got a bunch of tough, gritty young men. Starting with our quarterback, offense, defense, special teams, everybody did it today, and that's a team win. We got 74 players up here, but we got 120 guys on our football team, and there's a bunch of guys in Columbia right now watching this on TV, and I want them to know that they are a huge part of this. The scout team, everybody involved with our program made a statement.
Everybody on our program made a statement. I would concur. That Megatron playing with Megatron, it is. It's incredible.
It's a paradox. I think that's Thor playing.
We got Calvin Johnson playing with a Megatron figurine. Chris Hemsworth playing with a Thor figurine on my TV as we get set for the new Transformers
movie. Actually, he's not playing with Thor.
Oh, what up, Scarlett Johansson?
All those guys, I think, are the voice actors.
Yeah, they are. Thor is Optimus Prime.
He is, yeah.
Anyway, let's get back to this game. I do have to ask the question. Have we all overvalued Kentucky to some degree based on their quarterbacks from the last couple of years. Last year, they had Devin Leary, the transfer in. Dude was putting up like 325 a game through the air, except at South Carolina, where he only had 171 through the air as the Gamecocks knocked off Kentucky last year, 17-14. Year before that, they had Will Levis, who was like good until he wasn't for the Titans this weekend. You know who else wasn't good? Caleb Williams. We'll talk about that later in the show, because me and Bill Belichick are having a fight right now. He doesn't know it, but we are. And I'll tell you why coming up. Put all that aside. We're focusing on South Carolina. Maybe.
That's what we're known for, show focus.
We never go off the rails here. Maybe we overvalued Kentucky a little bit. I don't really care. Kentucky is a team that is made of some athletes. Like we said, Brock Vandergrift was maybe not in that top tier with guys like Cam Ward, but Brock Vandergrift was one of the quarterbacks in the portal that was very sought after. Kentucky landed him, thought they had a renaissance, that they were going to be able to keep the quarterback spot, which they've been pretty good at the last 2 years, alive. South Carolina made them look silly, all right? So I like that take from Shano, because again, there were a lot of lazy narratives, a lot of lazy takes about this team. You didn't get them on this show, all right? This show, very nuanced, very deep dives. We were talking about the X's and O's, not just the, yeah, I was disappointed with the week one performance, but I also told you why. I don't think that was lazy. What I will say is, defensively, this team created a world, and I think it needs to all year long. It created a world where you don't have to ask a lot out of the offense, right? Like that, to me, that was a big part of what I needed out of this team. It's a big part of what we got out of this team.
That's what you want from a veteran defense, and you have all that youth on offense. You know, give them a chance. Short field, who doesn't want a short field like that? That's and by the way, Kentucky, not a rival.
I disagree. I think that's okay.
You gotta win some.
I mean, okay, I get what you're doing there.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, you gotta win some. It's not
right. I don't agree with that. I think a rivalry is when one team does not care if they win 50, they want to be 51 because screw that team. That's why.
All right, one team, maybe Carolina takes it as a rivalry, but Kentucky just they didn't show up.
I'm gonna disagree, and here's how I know. They kept going to the sidelines of the Kentucky game to show sad Kentucky fans doing the old surrender cobra, which is the best thing in sports. I love crowd-wide surrender cobra shots. All the Kentucky fans, Lonzo, I don't know if you saw it, were showing up in the Shane Beamer sunglasses and doing dumb dances, and then stopped doing that and took the sunglasses off.
Well, because they had to leave, so they were leaving pretty early. So
rivalry. All right. So South Carolina's defense made life easy for the offense. They gave them short fields. They gave them the opportunity to slowly. It was 10-6 at halftime, right? 10-6 at halftime before South Carolina came out in the second half. And that's the spot where if a defense is going to fade, a defense is going to fade. South Carolina's didn't. In fact, if anything, they cranked up the aggression in the second half. And I think for a team that we have spent a lot of time the last couple of years talking about Clayton White and whether he's the right fit for this coaching staff, right? And again, I don't think it's, even with this performance, I don't think it is unfair to ask the question if Clayton White and Dow Loggins were the right hires and are the right guys for the job. And I will even go so far as to say, wonderful win, but as we have pointed out, the truth about a football result is somewhere in the middle. Great win for the Gamecocks, bad performance from Kentucky, the truth is somewhere in the middle. I still think there are some things about this offense that need to get cleaned up. I still think there are some play calls out of Dow Loggins that I don't particularly love. I think there were a couple of spots where maybe it needs to be a little bit more creative. Maybe it needs to be, we pointed out about Lenora Sellers all last week. With the raw freakish athleticism this guy has, there is zero need for you to have a still pocket. None. I mean, it's not to say you don't ever do it, but I'm saying more often than not, you ought to be taking advantage of Lenora Sellers' ability to move laterally, move left and right, and still be able to deliver a clean football. I'd like to see a little bit more. I think we have beaten up the last couple of years on Clayton White, and I don't think that it has been unfair. But in this game, he dialed up the right plays. In this game, he did very well. And what you created was a situation where the South Carolina defense took everything away from Kentucky and got Kentucky panicked, right? Second half, Kentucky's offense looked panicked. It looked like it lacked cohesion, chemistry, timing, rhythm, routine. They could not, pockets weren't clean. Passes were just like, they were Hail Mary'd, but not like Hail Mary, like we're going to throw it deep and see what happens. Hail Mary, like, oh God, help, please help me. Like that was the Hail Mary. Like actual Hail Marys were being said by Kentucky quarterbacks in this contest. So I'm I'm very happy with what I saw. I think you saw in a game where, and let's say this, run game still got to be better, all right? You had 86 yards against Kentucky in a game you won 31-6. Late in that game, that run yardage needs to come up. Rocket Sanders, there's a breakout game. Do you believe there's a breakout game coming for Rocket Sanders? Like, 13 carries, 54 yards, average 4.2, had a touch. Like, it's a fine game against Kentucky, but I got to expect for all the hype around this kid, there's a breakout game coming.
I think, and I guess pun intended, I think he's finding his footing, and each time it seems like he's on the edge of just getting loose.
Yep.
And he's going to get loose eventually.
I agree. It feels like there is a breakout game coming for Rocket Sanders. And that's good news, because you've been able to get by two games without him, right? You've been able to get by two games without him. But as we have pointed out, it's meat and taters time. LSU's coming to the crib this weekend. You know who else is coming to the crib this weekend? Game day. College football game day is in Columbia this weekend. They announced that this weekend, right? So this is your chance. This is your opportunity if you're South Carolina. It's not just a chance or an opportunity. I mean, it is, but I think it's more than that. If you are going to, as Shane Beamer said, there's a lot of lazy takes about this team that are untrue, and this team's gritty, and it's this, and it's that, and the other. LSU is a top 16 team right now. And I will tell you, after having watched LSU in their week one contest against USC, and the fact that they let Nichols State hang around with them for like a minute. LSU put up a late touchdown in the second half. It was 9-7 after the first quarter. It was, what, 23-14 after two, and Nichols State had an opportunity late in the game to make it even more interesting. LSU didn't break out to the third quarter. This game, just for the lulz, ESPN's football predictor, Lonzo, their matchup predictor, gives LSU a 51% chance of winning. South Carolina, 49%.
Wow.
Right. There are some folks that have come around on what this team is. Wouldn't have guessed
that before the season started.
Not at all. Before the season started, I wouldn't have guessed it this morning, okay? I wouldn't have guessed it 10 minutes ago before I went and pulled up the matchup number. 50-50 game, says ESPN. Now, I think LSU's a little bit better of a team, but I also think when Brian Kelly is berating his kicker leaving the first half, Brian Kelly's losing it right now, all right? He's in panic mode right now. Shane Beamer's not. You got to take advantage of that.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.